Chapter 12. They Meet Again. After Dr. Sloper's death, Catherine and her Aunt Lavinia continued to live at Washington Square. One warm evening in July, the old lady said,
"Catherine, I'm going to say something that will surprise you."
"Oh, good," answered her niece. "I like surprises."
"I've seen Morris Townsend," said Aunt Lavinia.
Catherine did not say anything, so her aunt continued.
"He would really like to see you."
"I would prefer not to see him."
"I met him at Marion's," said Aunt Lavinia. "At first, I didn't know that it was him, because he's changed a lot. He's still very handsome, but he looks older and a bit sadder. He never succeeded in his merchant business. He married a woman in Europe, but she soon died. He's not been in New York for 10 years. He came back only a few days ago."
She looked at Catherine carefully.
"I hesitated before telling you, but then I saw him again in the street, and he asked me so many questions about you. He heard that you never married. He said, 'Catherine was the big love of my life.'"
At last, Catherine spoke. "Please, say no more."
"Doesn't it interest you?"
"It hurts me," said Catherine.
"But he really wants to see you."
"Please stop, Aunt Lavinia." Catherine got up from her seat and moved toward the window. She felt terrible and began to cry. The past was suddenly coming back to her. She thought that all her feelings for Morris were dead, but now she knew that they were not completely. Her aunt waited a week before she spoke of Morris again.
"Will you be angry with me if I speak to you again about him?"
Catherine looked up at her. "Who is he?"
"The man that you loved."
"I won't be angry, but I won't like it," Catherine answered seriously.
"He's leaving New York again, but before he goes, he wants to see you. He believes that you never understood him. He wants to explain himself to you. He wants to meet you as a friend."
"Tell him that I don't want to see him," Catherine started to say, but before she finished, she heard someone at the front door. Her eyes turned quickly to her aunt. Aunt Lavinia was blushing. In a quiet but very angry voice, she said,
"Aunt Lavinia, have you invited him here? You're interfering again."
Aunt Lavinia was suddenly frightened of her niece.
"My dear Catherine, just see him once more," she said, and she hurried from the room.
Then Morris Townsend was standing in front of Catherine. He looked very different. He was not the man that she remembered. He was fat, and most of his hair was gone. And he had a big beard. But his face was still very handsome.
"Catherine, I've come because I really wanted to..."
He
He started to speak, then stopped. He was embarrassed. Catherine did not say anything to Morris. Many years ago, this man was everything to her, but now he was nothing. But it still hurt her that he was there. It was not a good idea to come, she told him. He looked at her carefully. You haven't changed at all. You've had a good life. I've had a quiet life, she answered. I never stopped thinking about you. Can't we be friends? He asked shyly. That's impossible. Do you hate me? He asked. No, I don't. We've waited, and now we can do what we want, he cried. You treated me badly, said Catherine. No, I didn't. You had your quiet life with your father. I didn't want to steal that from you. Yes, I had that. We can have a future together. Let's forget the past, he said. No. You treated me badly, and I felt it very strongly for years. The past is dead to me now. Why did you never marry? He asked her. I didn't want to. You're rich. You didn't need to, he replied. No, I didn't need to, said Catherine. She continued to look at him coldly. So he said, Goodbye then, Catherine. She turned away from him, her eyes on the floor, and heard him leave the room. In the hall, Morris saw Aunt Lavinia again, her hands shaking excitedly. Your plan was really great, he said to her sarcastically. Was she cold with you? Asked Aunt Lavinia. She doesn't care about me at all. But you still have hope. You will come back. She asked. Come back? Of course not, he shouted, and he walked out of the house, Aunt Lavinia watching him sadly. At the same time, Catherine was still in the sitting room. She picked up her book and, sitting back down in her chair, continued with her quiet life. Penguin Readers, Washington Square, Henry James, Level 4. Retold by Karen Kovacs. Illustrated by Jess Mason. Series Editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Patricia Rodriguez. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2023.